This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. I appreciate you listening today. I'd like you to call a friend. Tell them that the 5-Minute Program is on the air. In my lesson yesterday, we talked about how many times can we be forgiven of sins. Not only how many times, but what will God actually forgive? And I told you, once God forgives you, when you return to Christ for forgiveness, you stand before Him as a first-time offender. Listen to what Isaiah 38:17 says. You, in your love, delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. And again, in Isaiah chapter 43:25, this verse is red letter stuff. This is God talking. So in your Bibles, underline this in red. Here's what God said. I am He that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. Not only forgives your sins, but He forgets your sins. Even when God has forgiven us, if we're not careful, we'll still walk around with a guilty conscience. But you don't have to do that. You confess your sins, and still your past is ever present with you. I believe the greatest blunder of Christians is not their failure when they're trying to live for Christ. A greater mistake is that they do not understand the remedy that God has provided for sin and a guilty conscience. God has provided a remedy for sin on the cross of Calvary. Write this verse down. Colossians chapter 1:14 reads like this. In whom we have redemption through His blood. But His blood has provided even the forgiveness of sins. His blood is for the redemption. His blood is for the forgiveness of sin. But there's more. For that guilty conscience, God has a remedy for that. Listen to Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Christ's death on the cross included a sacrifice for all our sins, for all of our guilty consciences. Every sin that you will ever commit has already been paid for. He made one payment for all sins, past, present, and future. There is no sin that you will ever commit which has not already been included in the death of Christ, except one. Which one is that? Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 12:31, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven. That includes murder, lying, stealing, abusing children, robbing banks, homosexuality, all manner of sins. But then Christ included this three-letter injunction. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I hope this 5 minutes has been a blessing to you. Tomorrow, we'll get into that one sin that can never be forgiven. It's called the sin unto death. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.